We're talking with former Attorney General Drew Edmondson. Mr. Edmondson, you, of course, are part of the Oklahoma Stewardship Council that helped lead the fight against State Question 777. Your reaction to the vote this evening?
Well, we were very pleased not only with the amount of the no vote, but also the fact that it was spread across the state. It was both urban and rural. The no vote carried some counties in very rural areas, including Woodward, Cherokee County, Muskogee County, on down to Little Dixie. So we were very gratified by both the amount and where it was.
What do you think resonated from the messages that you put out from the Stewardship Council?
I think it was the idea that no other industry, no other business is enshrined in the Oklahoma Bill of Rights, and people just figured that it wasn't necessary for this industry. The farming and ranching is protected by statute, as it should be, and it's not suffered any injustices from the people or the legislature since statehood. And I think the voters decided it didn't need the extra special protection of compelling state interest in the Oklahoma Constitution.
Seemed that not so much your group, but the Oklahoma Food, Farm, and Family group really emphasized water as a big concern. You obviously have got some background in that area.
Yeah, we emphasize water as well. Food, Farm, and Family did a great job spreading that message across the state. But so did the Urban League, so did the Conference of Churches, Save the Illinois River. A lot of groups were out there talking about protecting Oklahoma water.
Your thoughts as far as, you know, going forward with this? In other words, how do we heal or maybe get some dialogue going between urban and rural areas?
Well, I would hope the message to our farming and ranching community is take a deep breath. You're going to be fine. You've been fine since statehood. The Oklahoma legislature is very protective of your interest, as they should be, and so are the people, and they will continue to be. But you don't need to be in our Bill of Rights.